Like every other day when Tanya got home from work, she found Jack in the kitchen cooking dinner. But today was special because it was their wedding anniversary and he was expecting Tanya home early. But she was home late again. Maybe she forgot that it was their wedding anniversary. Jack used to work from home and he always took care of everything around the house for Tanya. Made sure her dinner was always ready on time. But since past 2 months, Tanya's behavior was not the same with him. Tanya was unhappy. She didn't have the same feelings for him anymore. There was a time when she was madly in love with him. This is why, despite being such a wealthy and established woman, she married a poor guy like Jack.
You have to confront him. It boils my blood when I see you with him.
I'm gonna end it with him tonight. I just can't pretend anymore. I can't do it. Thank you so much for everything.
Of course I love you. And I'm always here for you.
Hey, I'm home.
Hey, honey. You're late again? I thought you'd be home early today.
For what?
Don't tell me you forgot. It's our wedding anniversary today.
Oh yeah, sorry. I got caught up with work.
It's okay, baby. I made your favorite soup today.
Really? How nice of you, Jack. You take care of me so much. Sometimes you make me feel that nothing. Let's just celebrate. Smells lovely.
I love you so much, honey. Since the day we met, your beautiful eyes put a spell over my heart. And my love for you has grown every moment since. Happy wedding anniversary.
Shall we?
Aw, let me grab some tissues.
Thanks. Oh God, he's gonna be so happy. I booked tickets and everything. He always wanted to go to Paris. I think it's gonna be the best birthday surprise ever. I'm so excited. Poor him, he looked so upset when I told him I'm gonna be late tonight. I felt so bad, but the surprise will cheer him up. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Wow, these beautiful blue eyes. I can't tell you enough how much I love you. I never want this moment to end.
Well, the only way we can be together forever is when your nasty wife is gone from your life.
Don't worry. Next wedding anniversary is going to be her last. I have a very special surprise planned for her. This beautiful house will be ours then. No more games of hide and seek.
So how are you going to do it?
Simple. We'll add the poison in her favorite soup.
Hello?
Hello, Tanya. Are you okay?
It's over. Thank you so much, brother, for helping me cope with all the trauma and depression that man had given me. I'm at peace now. Hi everyone, thanks for watching. Sorry for posting the story so late. I hope you enjoyed the story and you didn't forget about me. I posted a question on my community section, can you guess my next story? I got loads of interesting comments. I really enjoy reading all of them. I'm looking forward to you guys posting comments on my new story. I've put a lot of effort into this one. And thanks to all my loyal Patreons who keep supporting me. Seriously, I can't thank you guys enough. It means a lot. And some very important shoutouts. Mort, he makes animated horror stories, and recently his channel got demonetized and he's made a new channel. So guys, please go and subscribe to his new channel. It was quite sad to see that his channel got demonetized because he's very talented and makes really good stories. The link to his new channel is in the description. My sister started her own channel. It's called Animated Horror Series. She's very talented and she has some great horror story ideas. So I would really like you guys to check out her channel. The link is in the description. Please support her because she's putting a lot of effort into learning animation and creating these stories. So I'll see you all in my next horror story. Until then, bye!